From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl, and thanks, everybody. Apparently, you listeners like your political operatives to be folksy and sharp-tongued, not to mention sharp-nosed, sharp-lipped, sharp everything else. James Carville looks in person like kissing him would require stitches.
So we just talked to him when we went to Baton Rouge in the fall of 2013, and you all, as you might say, wanted to hear it again.
And now the game where those who are successful at something important try not to fail at something stupid. James Carville is a political consultant, a TV pundit, and one half of the most famous mixed marriage in the country, along with Republican consultant Mary Matlin. He is a proud graduate of LSU here in Baton Rouge. And we are pleased to have him here. James Carville, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So this whole Ragin' Cajun thing you've got going, not an act. You're from around here, right?
Yeah, my mother's from Evolves Parish, which is famous because the sheriff once spent time in his own jail.
Did he really?
Yeah. A legendary man named Potts Didier was the sheriff and he was sentenced to jail. He spent time in his own jail in Evolves.
I'm sure that made him unusual around here only in that he was caught.
Yeah, he was caught. He probably made a mistake or two along the way, you know. And I grew up about 20, 25 miles south of here, right on the river.
Right.
Yes.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Carville, Louisiana.
You grew up in Carville, Louisiana.
I did.
Is everybody here from a town with the same name as they are?
Well, actually, what happened was is it used to be called Island, and my great-grandmother was the postmistress. My grandfather was the postmaster. And the mail kept getting mixed up, so the post office named it Carville after him. And my daddy was the postmaster, so I come from a long line of bureaucrats.
I see. So how did you came here to Baton Rouge, went to LSU?
I did. I went for about 13 years or so.
Yeah.
I loved it.
we should say that that's because you also went to the law school as well.
I did, and I had I went to the Marine Corps, I took a little break, and I had some difficulties with my grades sometimes.
Did you really? Was it so hard for you at LSU that you thought the Marine Corps would be an easier time?
Well, I had to balance, you know, the French Quarter and the Bengal and the Tiger and the Cotton Club, and there was a lot of temptations around
here. I can imagine.
Peter, I have a question. So when you came from Carville to Baton Rouge would be the big city.
Was it
mind blowing? How did you relate to that?
I grew up like 20, 25 miles south of here. But when I came to LSU, I went to Catholic school, and then I came to LSU, and you just the visuals for a guy like me were stunning.
There you go.
Yeah. And I didn't say no to much. I pretty much took the whole thing in.
Yeah, you weren't saving yourself for
none of that stuff. Huh?
You weren't preserving your virtue in any way.
I always joke with my children. I tell them that, you know, Daddy had a 4.0 on graduation day, and they go, "Oh, Dad, you did." And I said, "Sure, I did. It was my blood alcohol level."
So if I understand the story, you came back from the Marine Corps. You became a lawyer in Baton Rouge with your law degree.
Yeah, that's a rough definition of what I was. Yeah. But I did. I went to law school and I passed.
Well, you became well known to the American public not just because of the Clinton campaign in 1992, where you helped him get elected president,
right,
but also the movie that came out, The War Room, that kind of made you into a celebrity. Well, what was it like in those early days working with Clinton? I mean, before he became, you know, Bill Clinton as we all know him now.
I went to work, and the next thing you know, Jennifer Flowers, and then we had the draft story, and then we had this. I mean, we kind of went from one crisis to another, but then we'd go up to New Hampshire, like you're talking about Vermont. It was so cold. This is
how
a true
cold,
story.
How cold was it?
I will tell you how cold it was.
Please do.
I tell you. So the people from Arkansas were up there, and they decided that they were going to roast a pig. They love pigs in Arkansas, you know, razorbacks. And it was so cold, the fire couldn't thaw the pig.
since 1992, you spent most of your time working as a consultant for campaigns in foreign countries.
Yes.
How can that be possible? How can a guy from Carville, Louisiana, say, work in an Israeli election?
Well, I figured the secret out in the Israeli election. We had to concentrate on a Jewish vote.
Oh, yeah, that's really important.
Because I'm talking about, you know, if you didn't do that, you weren't going to win, huh? I did a race in Nigeria one time. I said, now, we got to get the blacks for us. You understand? We've got to target this important group here.
And that's how you earn your money.
That's it. But that kind of insight you just don't get anywhere, man.
James Carville, we are delighted to talk to you. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
You're like two peas in a pod.
Okay. You famously have a mixed marriage, Democrat and Republican, hairless and haired. But it turns out there are a lot of couples who are very much alike, maybe even too alike. And we're going to ask you three questions about freakishly similar couples. Get two right and you'll win our prize from one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their voicemail. Carl, who is James Carville playing for?
James Carville is playing for Ann Edelman of Baton Rouge.
All right.
Oh, God.
Come up here. All right, first question. Here we go. So if you want to find someone to date who looks like you, you have some options, such as which of these? A, body type theme nights at your local TGI Fridays, such as Ectomorph Night. B, find your facemate, a website that lets you upload a photo so it finds automatically someone who looks like you that you can then date. Or C, just attend any comic book convention.
What is the second one?
The second one is you go to findyourfacemate.com. You can upload a picture, and its algorithm finds other people who've uploaded pictures that look like you.
I'll go with two.
You're going to go with two? You're right. That's the one. Find your facemate.
That's a good sign. We're going to beat Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Very good. Okay. Next question. Donald and Nancy Featherstone are famous for having worn matching clothes every day for the last 33 years. Shirts, suits, pajamas, everything. They're making themselves. But that is not the Featherstones' only claim to fame. How else have they made their mark? A, Donald Featherstone invented the pink plastic lawn flamingo. B, Nancy Featherstone has won the Coney Island hot dog eating contest 6 times. Or C, they met when he ran her over with his Zamboni machine.
Again, I'm going with logic again. C.
You're going to go for C. Wait a minute. Logic leads you.
Well, more logical. Sid went to Coney Island because it's somebody from Japan that wins it every year.
Yeah. Okay. So all right. So you're going to go for the Zamboni.
I'm going to go for the Zamboni.
No. Although that would have been awesome. He's riding along and he feels a bump and he looks back and she's frozen in the ice and he says, how beautiful. No, it was actually A, Donald Featherstone invented the pink flamingo.
Oh.
Back in 1957.
All right.
In his first year out of art school. That's okay, because you got one more to go. If you get this, you win. All right? This is the deciding vote. Here we go. Husband and wife Michael Roach and Christy McNally were very much in love, so when they got married in 1998, they decided to do what? A, never swallow a piece of food that hadn't been first chewed by the other. B, never be more than 15 feet from each other, ever. Or C, never speak except in unison.
B is what?
B is never be more than 15 feet from each other.
B.
You're going to go for B, never be more than 15 feet from each other?
Yes.
You're right. That's how they did it.
I'm pumped.
They did it. They stayed within 15 feet of each other all day, all night, every day, every night. And their marriage was very happy until they got divorced in 2010.
Wow.
So, Carl, how did James...
I got to tell you one thing.
Tell me one thing.
They didn't eat a lot of beans.
No, I didn't. Or they didn't mind.
Did they really get divorced?
They really did.
Goes why?
Why? They wanted their space, I guess. They decided to go in a different direction. I don't know. Carl, how How did James Carville do in our show?
James had two correct answers, Peter, so he wins for Ann Edelman. Congratulations.
Well done. James Carville is a professor of political science at Tulane University. His latest book, Love and War, co-authored with his wife, Mary Matney, will be out in January. James Carville, thank you so much for being on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Thank you so much.
You say neither, I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off.